Bava Kama, Perikei, Mishnah Aleph, 5:1. We now start the fifth chapter, and the topic, Big Gadol, in the big picture, is about boar, meaning we've moved on largely from the topic of damage caused by livestock. This fifth chapter talks about the damages of boar, and then the sixth one will talk about the damage of Eish. But we have one more Mishnah here that wraps things up. And this Mishnah is not a difficult Mishnah by any means, but the words are a little bit confounding. So let me explain this Mishnah outside first without any words, and hopefully it'll be clear, and then we can go back to the words inside. So, we know that when a tam animal damages, that kicks in two separate clauses, the clause of chati nezek and the clause of migufo, which means, just for example, if you have, as the first words of our Mishnah state, shor shnaga chasapara, you have a bull which gores a cow, and let's just say the bull is a tam animal, and let's say that the bull was worth 100, and the cow was worth 1,000, so, and let's say after it's been gored, it's worth 0. So the total damage incurred by the nizak, the owner of the cow, is 1,000, but the obligations the mazik must pay is chatzi nezak, half the damages, or 500. But because the value of the bull, let's say, is only 100, so then all he'll have to give over is the bull, or the value of the bull, meaning 100, and we call that payment of 100 chatzi nezak. And let's speak that out for a second. The cow was worth 1,000. After the injury, it's worth 0. So the damage is 500, and yet we're calling a payment of 100 chatzi nezek. So you see that the word chatzi nezek doesn't literally mean half any particular number. It's not 50% of some number. It's these two clauses working in tandem of paying half the damages, limited by the total value of the animal that caused the damage. Okay, now, the topic of our Mishnah is a suffix. What happens if we don't know exactly the value of the damaged or the damaging animal? And how could that be? So the case of our Mishnah is that the you have a bull and a cow, one damaging the other, and the cow was pregnant. But we don't know whether the goring occurred before or after the cow gave birth. Okay, so that would mean it's a question whether or not included in the calculations do we also include the calf or the stillborn fetus or not. Okay? Now, the principle that's governing our Mishnah, and we actually have in the Mishnah there's no second opinion, is that of Simchas. Simchas, who's a Tana, who held, his shita was, Mamon hamutul besafik, if you have money, which is now sort of being adjudicated by the Bezdin, and we don't know to whom we should give it, so then Cholkin, we divide it 50-50, giving half to each of the two parties. So that means if we don't know what to do, we just, you know, we split the difference and give each party half. That's Simchas' opinion. It's not the opinion of the halacha, but it's the opinion expressed in our Mishnah. So, with that in mind, the Mishnah is going to talk about that very case, and it's going to use the following expression. It's going to say, listen, if, I'll use the most difficult case first, the last part of the Mishnah, if it's the cow that gored the bull, and we're not sure whether the cow had given birth or not, that means that the limit of megufo, we're not sure if that includes the value of just the cow, or of the cow and the calf it bore. Meaning, if the cow did the goring while it was pregnant, and then afterwards it gave birth to the calf, so we have, in terms of the bounds of limitation, the limit of liability, it's the megufo claim, it's both on the cow and the calf. But if the cow gave birth first, so the calf is out of the picture, and then the cow gored the bull, so then the megufo limitation is limited just to the cow and excludes the calf entirely. The calf was not involved in the goring. Meaning if the cow was pregnant, we consider the calf, you know, as adding its own mass, it's part of the equation, it caused part of the damage as well. Now, in a case where we don't know if the calf was born before or after the goring, so the din's going to be that the owner of the cow and calf, the mazik, will pay chatzi nezek, megufo, to the victim, the owner of the bull. But that means he'll pay up to the total value of his cow, plus the calf is a question mark. Maybe he has to give the calf, and maybe he doesn't. And therefore, the rule will be in our Mishnah, we split the difference. We say, okay, he'll pay half of what he would otherwise had to pay. Okay? And the notion of paying half of what he would have to pay and what he would have had to pay is called, quote-unquote, chatzi nezek. The Mishnah referred to it as a quarter, a half of a half, which is a quarter. Even though the same way I said before, chatzi nezek may not be 50% of anything, certainly this revia, this quarter in the Mishnah, the half of the half, will not be a quarter of any particular number in any of the, you know, any of the equations, if you know what I mean. So, That's the idea, okay? So the din's going to be, simply put, I'm going to summarize the din now, okay? The first case of the Mishnah is that the bull gores the cow, and we don't know if the cow was pregnant, but when we come to see the scene of the crime, we find a dead cow, and beside it we see a dead fetus of a cow. So the witnesses say, we know that the bull gored the cow. They say, we don't know if the cow had first given a stillborn baby or not. We don't know if the bull caused the death of the calf as well. And therefore, for the part we know for sure, the cow, the owner of the bull, hath pay chatzi nezek. And as far as the calf goes, he also hath pay chatzi nezek, the half the value of the calf. But since we don't know if he's obligated or not, and we're going to say mamon amut basafik cholkin, we don't know what to do. The Bezim will say, since it's a question mark, we just don't know. No one knows if the bull killed the calf or not. Then we'll split the difference, and we'll pay half of the chatzi nezek. So simple numbers here. Let me illustrate that with the numbers here. If we have the bull's worth 1,000, and the cow's worth 100, and the calf is worth 10, the bull gores the calf. Excuse me, the bull gores the cow, and it was pregnant at some point in the past. Now we discover, we know for sure the bull killed the cow. We don't know if it also caused the death of the calf, or if that unborn, stillborn, whatever it is, calf was born first. So, therefore we'll pay, the mazik will pay half the value of the dead cow, which was worth 100. Now let's say it's worth 0, so he'll pay 50. And he also would pay, if he had caused, for certainty, caused the death of the fetal cow, the baby calf, he'd also pay half of that, and half of, let's say, called 10 is now 5. So you'd pay 50 plus 5. But since we don't know if he has to pay that 5 or not, because maybe the calf was born first, stillborn, and the bull didn't cause his death, he'll pay half of that half of the 5, which the Mishnah referred to as a quarter. In our case here, it'll be 2.5 towards the dead calf, because of the suffix. So that means he'd pay a total of 50 chatzi nezek for the cow, and a revia, half of a half nezek. Half nezek would be, the total was 10 of the calf, half would be 5, half that again is a 2.5. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah, straightforward enough. It says, Shor shenaga chesa para, we see in the distance, we have witnesses that observe a bull that gores a cow, which we know was pregnant before, but we don't know if it was pregnant still or if it had already given birth. And we go to the scene of the crime, v'nimtza ubra betzida, and we go to check it out, and we find that there's a dead, fetus of a cow beside the dead cow. V'nyadua im ad shelo nagcha yalda, we don't know if first the cow had given birth and then the cow gored it, im mishenagcha yalda, or if the cow first had been gored by the bull, and then it as part of the death throes gave birth to this dead calf. So then the owner of the bull, Mishal Mechatzi Nezek Lepara, he pays half of the depreciation of the cow, because that's certain. Urevia Nezek Levlad, and he pays literally a quarter of the damage, meaning a half of the half that he would have to pay of Chatzi Nezek for the dead calf. Again, if the calf was worth 10 before, if it'd be healthy, now it's worth 0 afterwards, and Chatzi Nezek therefore is 5. He's paying half of that half, which is 2.5. Okay. On the other side, Vachain. If it's the parash nagcha es ashor, that's it's going the other way around. So again, the bull is 1,000, the cow is 100, and the calf is worth 10. And let's say it's the parash nagcha es ashor. We know that this cow had been pregnant. We see in the distance the cow goring the bull. Bull dies. When we go to the scene of the crime, we discover v'nimtza v'lada betzida. We find that the cow has given birth to a calf. So we have one dead bull on the scene of the crime, and a cow and its baby calf alive. V'ein yadua im ad shelo nagcha yalda. We just don't know when the calf was born. Was it born prior to the goring? Im shenagcha yalda, or if it was born after the goring. So then, mishalom chatzi nezek min hapara. So now, there'll be a chatzi nezek payment to the owner of the bull from the cow, meaning the bull was worth 1,000, now it's worth 0. So if we just forget there's such things with the calf now, just the cow itself, the cow is worth 100. So chatzi nezek of 1,000 is 500, but since it's magufo, it's capped at the value of the cow, So the owner of the cow can just give the cow itself or the $1,000 either way. The point is that the 100 value of the cow goes now to the bull owner, the Nizik, and that will be all. Okay, that's called, even though it's 100 out of 1,000, that's called Chatzi Nezik, because of Megufo. Now, as for the calf, if we knew for certain that the calf had not been born when the cow gored the bull, so then the calf will be included in the equation, and the calf is accountable of Megufo as well, and therefore the owner of the cow, since he hasn't paid the full 500, would not just give over his cow, but the calf as well. And that would be called Chatzi Nezik. Just giving the 110, the cow for 100, calf plus 10, 110, that would be called Chatzi Nezik, because that's limited Megufo. But we don't know if this calf is really, to be included in the compensation limitation, because maybe the calf had been born first, in which case the calf had nothing to do with the goring, and therefore it's not liable for Megufo at all. So since we don't know, we're going to say, listen, it's a moment of mutl b'safek, the Bezdin doesn't know what to do, and therefore the owner of the calf will pay half of what he would have otherwise paid if we knew for certain that he was liable, because maybe he is liable for the full calf, that would be 10. Maybe he's liable for none of the calf, which would be 0, and therefore he's going to give half the value of the calf, meaning 5, which means, in the scenario I gave, the owner of the cow and calf, the mazik, would give the whole cow for 100 plus half the calf for 5, 105 total, and that would be called giving Chatzi Nezik, or more specifically, it's paying Chatzi Nezik with the cow, and half of the Chatzi Nezik with the calf. And half of the Chatzi Nezik, half of a half, is a quarter, so to speak. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Mishalom Chatzi Nezik min ha-para, so you pay a full damage with the cow, up to Chatzi Nezik, like we know, Megufo. Urevia Nezik min ha-vlad, and literally a quarter of the damage from the calf. Okay? Now let me give two other examples to make sure this is clear. Example number one. The cow is worth 100, the bull is worth 1,000, the calf is worth 10 if they're all healthy. But the bull gored the cow. Excuse me, the cow gored the bull, and it was pregnant. We don't know if it gave birth before or afterwards. So we come to the scene of the crime. We have one dead bull that's depreciated by 1,000, and we have one living cow and one living calf, 100 plus 10. Fine. Now let's just say, for argument's sake, we don't know if the calf is on the hook also, but we do know that at the scene of the crime, the cow walks off the end of a cliff and it's gone. So now we don't have any cow anymore in the picture. All we have left is just the calf. Okay? So the calf is worth 10. The damage is worth 1,000. Chatzi Nezik is 500. So the owner of the cow, which is now dead, and the calf, the mazik, will say to the nizik, he'll say, listen, the cow is out the picture because it's gone off the cliff. As for the calf, well, maybe I owe it to you and maybe I don't. So I'll give you half of the calf. Okay? In other words, 5. So even though the total damage is 1,000, he's getting half of the calf. The calf has to pay what's called Chatzi Nezik, but he'll pay only half of the obligation for Chatzi Nezik. So that means it'll be half of a half, so to speak, which is a quarter, as the Mishnah calls it. But what that will mean is that a total of half of one calf, meaning 5, will go to the owner of the bull. That's called the Revia of our Mishnah. And similarly, one other example, but now I'm giving slightly different numbers, okay? Let's say the bull was worth 202, okay? And the cow was worth 100, and the calf is worth 10. Now, the cow goes and gores the bull. It was 202, now it's worth 0. Okay, so now the total liability of Chatzi Nezik is half of 202, which is 101. Now, we give the owner of the cow, of course, has to give the cow for Chatzi Nezik, so the whole cow goes over to the bull owner, the Nezik. Now, that's not the full Chatzi Nezik payment, right? Because he's owed 101, and he only got 100 so far. So the last one should be coming from the calf. But the owner of the calf, it's mona mutba suffik. Maybe he owes it, and maybe he doesn't owe it, the one. So he'll pay half. He'll split the difference. He'll pay half of that one. So he'll pay a half to the owner, the nizik, the owner of the bull. And therefore, the total payment will be 100 and a half. The 100 will be a chatzi nezik payment. And the half will be called splitting the difference, halving of the chatzir ezek, a half of a half, which we're calling here a ravia, a quarter. Okay, that's the meaning of the Mishnah. That's the intention of the words. Lahalacha, however, although there's no one arguing this Mishnah, we don't rule like Sumchas. We rule like the Chacham, who hold that not Mamna Mutu Basafik Cholkin, but rather that if the Bezin doesn't know what to do, the rule is Hamotzi Mechavero Alav Araya. The burden of proof rests on the one who's trying to extract money. In this case, it's going to be the Nizak who lost his, let's say, whatever, the bull in the latter case. And since the Nizak, the bull owner, will not be able to prove that the calf was on the hook at all, because maybe it was, maybe it wasn't born yet, therefore he'll collect chatzir nezek only from the cow, and he'll collect nothing at all from the calf, because he has no proof that the calf is on the hook, meaning there's no proof that the mazik has any obligation to pay from the calf towards his damaged bull.